KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 34 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cascade Health System, Cascade Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Our weather forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies today with a high near 60. In area news, firefighters in Brayton and Exira were called to the scene of a house fire Wednesday night in Brayton. The call came in just after 8 p.m. The fire was located in a home at 405 County T, or just a block or two from the fire station. Brayton Fire Chief Todd McGovern told KJAN News what they found upon arrival.
We found it was all smoky. They ventilated it and finally got to the bathroom and noticed the ceiling fan was kind of on fire. So they ventilated it through the roof, took out some insulation, and it had worked its way down the walls and it burnt the pipes, so the bathtub was filling. And so we got the water shut off and the electricity shut off, and we're trying to find him a place to go.
Two residents and an animal were able to safely evacuate the home. Crews were on the scene for about an hour. The damage was estimated at about $4,000.
We're going to need a new bathroom, and they had some small fires underneath. Whatever, it started to heat tape around some pipes. A lot of smoke damage.
The bathroom ceiling fan is believed to have been the cause of the fire, according to Chief Tom McGovern. Council Bluffs police say only minor injuries were reported following a collision Wednesday night in Council Bluffs construction zone. Authorities say officers were dispatched to the area of Interstate 80 westbound near mile marker 3 just before 11 p.m. When they arrived, they found a 2014 International Semi driven by a 54-year-old man from Lincoln, Nebraska, and a Ford Taurus driven by an 18-year-old man from Omaha had collided with each other in the construction zone. Both vehicles were westbound when the crash occurred. The driver's side rear trailer of the semi and the passenger side of the Ford Taurus are what made contact. Officials say the Taurus may have been stuck to the side of the semi-trailer before it spun out of control. Some of the occupants of the Taurus were treated for minor injuries. The crash remained under investigation. Council Bluffs police want to remind drivers to take extra caution, slow down, and increase following distances while driving through construction zones. Please remember also to slow down and move over for emergency vehicles that are stopped alongside the road, tow recovery and vehicle maintenance vehicles as well that are stopped on the side of the roadway, and everyone's safety depends on that. Also, it's a law. Cass County Sheriff's Office reports a Pottawatomie County man was arrested March 29th on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for felony robbery in the first degree. 19-year-old Jesse Aaron Shipley of Council Bluffs was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains held on a $100,000 bond. On March 31st, Cass County deputies arrested 20-year-old Kyle Nicholas Kruger of Atlantic after Kruger turns himself in on two Cass County felony warrants for possession with the intent to deliver marijuana. Kruger was booked into the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on $10,000 bond. Also on March 31st, 39-year-old Matthew David Blair of Jefferson was arrested on a Cass County District Court warrant for failure to appear. Blair was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remains held on a $2,000 bond. On April 3rd, Cass County deputies arrested 52-year-old Bobby Kynes Taylor of Aurora, Colorado, on a charge of OWI first offense. Taylor was cited to appear in district court at a later date. And on April 4th, 21-year-old Tyler Ray Osborne of Council Bluffs was arrested on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Osborne was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on a $5,000 bond. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday the arrest on Tuesday on a warrant and drug charge of an Atlantic woman. 22-year-old Maisie Williams of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance marijuana and on a Cass County warrant for probation violation. Williams was booked into the Cass County Jail. In our funeral announcements, Mardell Maley, age 82, of Atlantic, died March 30th at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Mardell Maley will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Gary Benton, age 77, of Stewart, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gary Benton will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Connie Moeller, age 71, of Elkhorn, died Saturday. Funeral services for Connie Moeller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Stephen Ward Patterson, age 70, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Stephen Patterson will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Doris Simpson, age 73, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Doris Simpson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ruth Tibben, age 100, of Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Ruth Tibben will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Lotus Martin, age 84, of Harlan, died March 29th. A memorial service for Lotus Martin will be Friday at 4 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Rodney Vanderhayden, age 62, of Bedford, has died. A massive Christian burial for Rodney Vanderhayden will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Bedford New Life Missionary Church. Ritchie Funeral Home of Bedford has the arrangements. Richard Schomer, age 62, of Omaha, died February 6th. A celebration of life open house for Richard Schomer will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Orlando Chino Santisteban, age 63, of Elkhorn, died March 31st. Funeral services for Chino Santisteban will be held on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Roger Lauren Rhodes, age 58, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. A celebration of life service for Roger Rhodes will be Saturday from 6 until 9 p.m. at the Griswold Community Building. Nelson Boylan, Lorette Funeral Chapel of Red Oak, has the arrangements. Darlene Betts, age 93, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Darlene Betts will be held April 20th at 11 a.m. at the Adair United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. And Wilma Sorensen, age 82, of Audubon and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday in Audubon. A celebration of life service for Wilma Sorensen will take place at a later date. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.